But first tonight, there are still more than 60 fires burning in New South Wales. Firefighters are dealing with several emergencies as fires bear down on communities in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. At the same time, thousands of firefighters are preparing for worsening conditions later in the week. People in some Blue Mountains communities were advised to leave their homes this afternoon. In other parts of the Blue Mountains, residents have been told to shelter in their homes as fires threaten properties. The Commissioner of the Rural Fire Service, Shane Fitzsimmons, says this is just the beginning. Tom Nightingale reports.
It's day five of the New South Wales bushfire emergency. People in some Blue Mountain towns are being warned to get out if they weren't prepared to battle a fire. In other villages nearby, it's already too dangerous to leave. Elsewhere, people are being advised to do what they choose, but are warned to expect to be isolated without electricity for a few days. The Rural Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, says while conditions today are dangerous, more is to come.
There is so much uncontained active fire that it is all highly susceptible to flare up aggressive spread, quick spread, under the increasing temperatures. And even though they're not strong prevailing winds, particularly up on the escarpment there at the lower Blue Mountains, you've got this real challenge of the northwesterly pattern coming across the ranges, mixing with the onset of this sea breeze, and that creates quite a turbulent, erratic wind challenge across the fire ground in Wimberley and Springwood.
More than 50 fires are burning across the state. One in the Southern Highlands meant flaming embers were being blown into properties at Wilton on Sydney's southwest fringe. By this evening, the threat had eased.
We're also acutely aware of the natural gas plant in the east of the Wilton area. And again, there are firefighting appliances being deployed into that location to provide security to the gas facility.
As firefighters spent the day tackling the blazes, police are investigating the causes. Detectives have charged an 11-year-old boy over one fire and are questioning a 15-year-old over another. The New South Wales Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione, has a message for parents.
It's very disturbing. All of the arrests that we have made with regards to arson attack since this current crisis has been with us have been young people. We've been sending messages, and the message I continue to send to parents is this. Look after your children. Understand where they are if you can. Know who they're with. Know what they're doing. We need to assist them to ensure that they make good choices and good decisions. And right now, just because they may not get caught up in the fire doesn't mean that they won't be dealing with a horrendous future.
The Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, was scathing.
It's awful to think, despite the universal and quite right public condemnation of the deliberate lighting of fires, that we can have young people so reckless and so stupid participating in these sorts of activities. It's one thing to be an adult criminal in setting fire. It's another thing, and it saddens me, that young people could actually not see the consequences of this sort of reckless behaviour.
Police are also reporting some isolated cases of looting. The New South Wales Commissioner, Andrew Scipione, says it's only a small number, but some officers are going undercover to investigate.
It's not going to be tolerated. It is a low act. It's probably the worst thing you could do to a victim of a bushfire that's either lost their home or left their home in order to save their lives. And please understand that I'm very serious. You're on notice.
The weather forecast for tomorrow is similar to today, with winds becoming a bigger problem on Wednesday.